Now, we are reading about intuition. That is most important thing. And when we say intuition, it means the real intuition is to stay in the ego, the jivatma. What Sri Krishna in fourth chapter used to say, that I knew all my past births, bahuni me vatitani janmani tavacharjina tanyaham
veda sarvani natvam veda
parantapa. That is exactly is our condition. And now you remember one thing, if you want to do something to work, the intuition, you need not do anything about intuition. Diksha is okay for you. And generally they told about seven initiations. What in Sanskrit, the initiations are generally told about dikshas. So the real intuition is utilize initiations, the dikshas, in a step by step, so that the real reason for this intuition is the development of evolution. That is the thing which we have to learn. All these what we are now doing, or what right from Dhruva and Saptarishi in the north, the Narada, or what you call about all these masters, the Christ, the Muhammad, the Shankaracharya, the Ramanujacharya, all are nothing to give us only dikshas. We are not very much interested in intuition, but in doing the intuition, the initiation. What we have to do is to do the laukika shakti, the diksha. But the moment you walk into the real Gayatri sadhana, which is the source of all devatas, almost technically you may say that you should be on the level of the third initiation, and maybe almost the fourth initiation. Now what does this mean? Then this develops, the most important thing is the initiations are all utilized for dikshas. The initiations and laukika shakti are one and the same. And this is to be linked up with the intuition. Then there is in a development. One is the ego, the jivatma, is on one side with the monad, the Advaita sthiti, and below is the three-in-one, the physical, astral and mental, tuned in one. And who is working? The ego is working. So that is the real meaning of intuition. When you see the intuition and you see the jala cools, the science of meditation, you see that on the mental plane you are seeing the ego. All of you are seeing this thing, what I am trying to tell you. Well, I am doing this class. You remember one thing, it is a theoretical understanding. Don't worry about other things. You just understand what is happening to know. We are to know about ego. What exactly Arjuna in the end used to say, nasto moha smriti labdhva
tat prasadat
maya chita
stitosmi gata sandehaha karishye vachanam tava.
So, if you want to really understand intuition, decha, that is the level of thinking which you have to do when you are doing these practices. Nasto moha smriti labdhva. So Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, the shloka, the most important thing. But when you are doing to this masto moha smriti labdhva tat prasadat mayachita sthitosmi gata sandeha vachanam tava, but when you want to do this, before that you have to have a level of what you should know about chapter 2.
Katanya dosho pahata svabhava ucchami tvam dharma sammoha cheta yasheya san nischitam bhuti tanne pushyasteham sarvam tvam prapannam.
Oh, we're finished. You know it. So this is the first step to have intuition. Okay? All of you have understood this? Any capital S questions? You know all these things? Already? I'm asking only the theory aspect. You always remember it. I am not asking that you are all doing all this like Bhagavad Gita in Krishna and Arjuna. I know that. But are you knowing the theoretical aspects of this? The connection is gone. So you know these two shlokas. All of you? Now in that way, in what way, intuition is linked with these two shlokas? I want some people to discuss behind that between themselves in this thing. And I am very serious about it. There are two shlokas and I have told you that these two shlokas are nothing but intuition. I am asking all this theoretical, you remember that. I am not asking that you are already doing, if you have already you have done that, we don't need have to do all these things. At least the theoretical aspect must be very, very, very clear in scientific development. Just having a shloka and just taking up has no meaning. That is why I am telling you, if you can really understand these two shlokas, you know the power of getting any money, any money. Money means money really, I mean money means dhana. That is what all of you to have to start with this. That's why I am asking about it. Because the yantra can be utilized in many ways. You know yantra is a machine. You have a car, four people can very easily go on it. And they can go to anywhere. They go to a cinema hall, they can go to Tirumala, they can go to anywhere. In the same way, these two shlokas from Bhagavad Gita 2.7, the starting of Shishya and the end of the Shishya, 18th chapter, 73rd I think shloka. So now, Karpanya Dosho Pahata Svabhavaha Prachamitvam dharma sammoodhameta యచ్చేయస్యాన్నిశ్చితం బ్రూహి తన్మే శిష్యస్థేహం శాదిమాన్ త్వాం ప్రసన్నం. దట్ ఈస్ ద రియల్ స్టెప్ ఆఫ్ ఇంజింగ్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ టు గాయత్రి మంత్రాస్ రియల్ రియల్ డెవలప్మెంట్. యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ దట్ ఫస్ట్ ద శ్లోక. You should have this level of doing. That's why I'm telling, I'm not saying that we can do it. I'm trying to learn these things. And why I'm telling all these things is, later you have to tell all these questions to you. You are becoming the guru, or gurus to tell others. And when this, you understand, this is Parampuja Gurudev's orders to you to become teachers for this. That's why this class is so important for me, to you and to many, many people. Remember that. So don't think that I'm thinking something for you to say you don't know these things, therefore I can't tell you. But because I already know these things, but you have to remember again. To remember, there is nothing there to do, but you have to just remember. I am waiting for these discussions for this shloka, if I remember. At least someone, why I am telling you, and this is my last class about this. Once I finish of this yantra, never again I will talk about this yantra to anyone, but you have to tell to thousands of people. You understand what I am trying to tell you? I am not just asking you that you don't know anything, therefore, no, not for that. I want to make you the real gurus, as if for Arjuna became a guru in Krishna. I want you to become for your own shishyas. So, I am not just telling something a class for you, but I am talking almost on equal level. The only thing is, I just remember all these things and you are not remembering all these things. I am just waiting for some two or three people to discuss about it. Discuss on what you know about the above two shlokas. 2.7 verses says, leave everything to me, surrender completely unto me, I will take care after everything. That is Arjuna telling to his guru. Kishore, you got that? Kindly instruct me. That is Kishore asking me. Now it's okay. This class is to really instruct
Arjuna,
you.
Arjuna asking Krishna, actual concentration of 2.7.
So I don't understand what is the question. This is Arjuna is
telling Krishna, please instruct me, ane, a meaning a shlokam de
chapter. A part of it, okay. Any other discussions for it? For 2.7? Suppose all of you are ready to teach some teacher. You understand? Okay, go ahead. What I'm trying to mean is, all of you are explained to your students. Now how will you tell about this shloka? Dosha are Brahma, Moha and... she will continue. This is a discussion you are talking as if you are going to your own teachers. You have to tell them about 2.7 and you should tell them that they should become shishyas. All of you are understanding what I am trying to tell you. You have to put yourself as if you are a shishya. And now the people who are hearing this should understand that is how a real shishya must be there. That is what I am trying to do about this. That is what you people to do it. And why I am doing all this is because I was telling that diksha, a real diksha, a prayer to be accepted as a sishya. Okay, very good. Who has given that question?
Krishnamurti.
Very good, very good. It is a prayer to be accepted as a sishya. So you are telling to a student that you please pray like a sishya. Very good, very good answer. It is a prayer to his guru or to his guru. That, well, I don't know what to do, I am praying me to be accepted as a sishya. Beautiful. Only one answer? Anyone? Those who are telling this question, you should all have already become gurus. You are trying a man to become a sishya. Suppose you are in the class. You want him to become a sishya. Then, well, you have to tell the meaning of the shloka, and the meaning is very clear. But how are you going to tell himself? Do you know the best way of teaching is to learn? You remember this point I am putting it? The best way to teach is to become the best way of learning. The best way of learning is to teach. That's the thing what I am trying you to do. Worldly deeds with all the doshas, this is what we always think. What doshas? Can we tell to them that what worldly deed is full of any dosha? Dosha means something fault. So, when you are talking to a sishya, you will ask them that one of the most important dosha we have is anger. Anger for what? You yourself have to think, and you can tell them that in this particular situation you have anger. So this is how so many of our worldly things, karpanya dosho mahita svabhavaha, I don't know the shloka, get it out. Then the last go into the 18th chapter, the question number, Nasto Mohaha Smritir Labdhva Tat Prasadat Mayachata Sthitosmi Gata Sandehaha. I am giving you the last question. Sthitosmi Gata Sandehaha. When you root this word, Sthita Asmi, I am stated. Asmi, Sthiti Asmi. Asmi means myself. Sthito, I am. Stated in this relation, in which body, in which state, gata sandehaha, it is beyond all sandehaha. Sandeha means what? Sandeha, doubts. Okay? What does it mean? Then you mean that you concentrate on that particular three lines, sthitosmi, gata, sandehaha. What does it mean? I am in a state which is without any body. Whatever good body is there, sa dehaha. So there is no body, it is gone. And that is the bido of ego. In the egoic level, you don't even have your physical mind. In the ego, are you able to understand that you are beyond the concrete mind? Well, you are also beyond the kama sharira and also beyond the... That is the sthiti. If you are in that particular state, what moha is gone.
So he is not saying you are understanding moha. He says the moha is gone, destroyed. You are not free of moha. It is gone. And then what happened? I remembered that I am the ego. And when you are in that ego, naturally you are have any body, either the mental body, I mean the concrete mind, and you don't your Parameshwarira, nor your physical body. That is the three-in-one body, what we came as Om. And if you can really understanding what it means, you are just a witness of all these three bodies. Is it very clear? All of you got it? So what you understand this point, I will stop, go ahead. So all of you got these two shlokas and understand, as if you discuss yourself as if you are going for a class. For the first shloka and the last second shloka, you should remember these two shlokas and try to understand that you are gato sthitosmi gata sam dehaha. A world sa. Sa means always with, without any body. Well, that is the state of samadhi sthiti. And that you can do when you are doing now. All the 24 hours you can't be there. That is why when I go to the definition of intuition, go back. All of you, someone read it. Someone read it.
Intuition is the synthetic understanding which is the prerogative of the soul, and it only becomes possible when the soul on its own level is reaching in two directions, towards the monad and towards the integrated and perhaps, even if only temporarily, coordinated and atoned personality.
So atoned personality is Bhur Bhuvasvaha. In these three or beyond, Om is beyond these Om, Bhur, Bhuvaha, Svaha. In the definition of intuition, all of you see the blue one and read it. Someone.
The seven initiations are Bhur, Bhuva, Svaha, Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha and Satyam. Satyam, the monad, and towards the integrated and perhaps even if only temporarily coordinated and atoned personality, the Bhur, Bhuva, Svaha is linked with sun, the monad, and purifies the three bodies. Tat Savitur Varenya Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodaya.
So, it is the
first indication of a deeply subjective unification which will find its consummation at the third initiation.
So whatever it means, you try to understand these things. So what you are trying to do is, when you say Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha, you are beyond the physical, emotional, mental bodies and goes into the fourth level. Three in one. Remember, it is not going to the next level of Mahaha. What Bhur Bhuvasvaha are different, the physical is different, the dream is different, the sleep is different, and when you are in these three different levels, nothing happens for you. Well, if you are in the physical level, you are in the physical level. If you are in the dreams, you are in the dreams. And when you sleep, well, you are in the sleep. But when all these three are linked up, it becomes the Om. And this has nothing to do with Mahaha. It is only a three-in-one of Sakshi. It is the first step. In that state, you can very easily see the 18th chapter. Read it again, all of you. Now, when you are doing this, then when you are in that Om level, not A Uma level, but in the Om level, above from the sun, it is linked. Tat Savitur Varenyam, it is linked with the sun. And remember, that sun is somewhere very high than monad. But well, it is linked with sun. And then, the monad is linked, and the monad purifies the three bodies. That is what it is said, Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargaha cleans Devasya Dhimahi. Your dhi is full of deva, light, and that light, naha, all of us, prachodayat. Alone you can do nothing, 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 that is the word. Naha, I have given it in bold. If you want all these yantras and all these sadhanas alone, you can do nothing. When his son comes, not you, but all gets up. And if you are sleeping, well, the son can do nothing. So, all of you should get up. That is the importance of this. Naha means all of us. All of us means one, those who want to get up. It doesn't mean that you or me and this and that, it doesn't mean anything to anyone. But those who wants to get up, well, he is getting up. Now you understand what this? Then as you do these things, in the process of this just being Mahaprachodayat, the first three initiations, you get it by yourself. Got it? Now, what I have now told all these things, all of you understood? Those who have understood all this say capital G, saying Gayatri. And now you come back to the yantra. You come back to the yantra. You have the Gayatri yantra, geometric, and the Gayatri mantra, Shakti, Mantrachara, Bichachara, Ajhatmika Shakti, Laukika Shakti, and Falashruti. All of you got it? Now you see this. See this. Now I am going to tell you the Shakti, Adya Shakti, Parabrahma to you. And the mantra you have to use that Shakti is Tat. And when you understand this Shakti and mantra, you can utilize for spiritual power. That is Prajna. Got these three? Shakti, Mantrachara and Adhyatmika Shakti. Parabrahma, Tat and Prajna. Got it, all of you? See this, what I am trying to tell you. In this central triangle, Om, you should understand this very, very, very clearly. This is in your heart. And this is the Om which allows you to live again, you, because of the breathing. The Om in your heart. Be very, very, very clear. All of you got it? And if you want to know the exact point of Om in the heart, I think it can be shown. See the point, all of you. All of you got the heart? All of you saying the heart, the right atrium? up and down to right atrium, and then there are the left atrium. All of you? Now you see exactly. In the covering the left ventricle, there are two blue nerve powers, just like Om. Are you seeing this Om? The heart, the Om, I don't know how to show it. This Om, do you understand? That is why you are alive. A literal figure, the Om, is because you are alive in the heart. And if you exactly see this, there is SA node on the right atrium, on left side, the blue point, SA node. Are you able to see, all of you? That is the point from which you are linked up through all your physical, emotional, mental, and then above your Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya koshas. That is the point. So don't somewhere out aware. It is always inside you, that SA node, which is the point where the whole, you are all your three physical, emotional, mental, concrete points are in one straight line. This is what you have to feel it. All of you got it? Well, if you can understand, I will go to the next step. You have to learn it. All of you got it? Can I go ahead? This has nothing to do with the physical art. You remember it. I am just telling you that when you say Om, well, just as this heart vibrates, because you are alive, because of Om, so hum. Am I clear? Till that Om in the heart is active, you are alive. And the Om says no, you are dead. All of you got it? Be very clear about the heart point. But don't think about the heart point. It is not the point, SA node I am telling you, but that above SA nodes, etheric point is important for us. However, what is said, bhautika shariramu, annamaya shariramu, different unda akkada cheptana. So you try to understand this. Your physical body is your heart, and your etheric body, what I tell as what the name told, forgetting it, annamaya sharira, has nothing to do with the physical body, it is the etheric body. Remember, it is the annamaya kosha. That etheric body, that point, the Om shape I am telling you, the sound happens there. And because of that sound there in the etheric body, in the annamaya kosha, this heart works. You have the difference between the physical body and the annamaya kosha. Annamaya sharira. Annamaya sharira is etheric body in English. Bhautik sharira is your heart body having in the physical body. They are two different things. Clearly understood this difference? All of you understood it? Right. Now you tell me very, very clearly what I am telling you to tell. Exactly Ravana Maharshi. His life is based with Annamaya Shriras Om. So hum, he can call it, or you can say it, who am I? You are not I in the physical body. You are in the Annamaya Shriras etheric body. You are having all these things as a point. Try to understand what I am trying to tell you. There are two different things. One is the Bhautik Sharira, and the other is the Annamaya Sharira, the etheric body. These two things is very clear. You can take it as your Pranamaya Sharira. But there is a difference between your Annamaya Sharira and Pranamaya Sharira. That is what I am trying to tell you. But there are two different things if you are able to understand now. I can explain how it is in you. One is your physical body. The heart is there. And the SA node is there. Those two, four are there. Goes to the lung. Purified. Comes back. Goes from the left artery and goes into your whole body. Very clear to all of you? But all this is because of the soham point, which in the physical body is known as the asya node, is because of this point, om in you, by which you are arrived. And that happens because of breathing. That is why they say soham, don't say it. The breath is going on. Because of that, what you can say, the SA node, but not there, you go into the Annamaya Sharira, the etheric body. Don't go into your physical heart, please. Jump into your Annamaya Sharira. Am I clear? All of you? Now, at the moment of death, the Annamaya Sharira merges into the pranamaya kosha of yourself. At present, the etheric body is in between your bhautik sharira and the pranamaya sharira. Very clear? The etheric body, at the moment of death, and sometimes it takes probably about 13 days or so, where it lends the physical body, bhautik sharira, and the etheric body merges into your pranamaya sharira. Very clear? But now itself, if your annamaya kosha is gone and goes into the pranamaya kosha, naturally you can never die. That is what the real Gayatri Mantra's real need is. Could I tell you why Gayatri Mantra is so important? Where the Om Bhurbho Swaha, if you can go into the ego point, then your etheric body is gone and only your pranamaya kosha will be there. Then you can never die, because there is no link to break between these two. That is the first step of Adhyatmika Shakti. And now go back to the yantra. Now you got it? The Adhyatmika Shakti Prajna is this knowledge, the first step of wisdom. Prajna is that. And this prajna you only can get by the diksha of Sajala Shraddha. Diksha. Prajna Shraddha. Parampuja Gurudev and Mataji. The Adhyatmika Shakti, all of you could understand this. Tomorrow I will continue. It is something difficult to all of you to follow this. The other three things, Shakti, Mantrachara and Adhyatmika Shakti, is what I am trying to tell you today. Tomorrow from these three I will start, if you have understood what I am telling you. So when you come to the class, come with all your
confusions, questions, what you couldn't understand, what today I'm trying to tell you about the bhautik sharira, the annamaya sharira, or the etheric body, and the pranamaya sharira.